Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
One of the best quotes I've heard about prayer is, "The greatest misfortune of life isn't the prayers that are not answered, but it's the prayers that were never offered." Unfortunately, there's so much truth within this. Rather than making prayer an everyday affair, rather than making prayer as necessary as breathing, sleeping, and eating, it looks like prayer has become something we do when the need arises, when we need a miracle on speed dial. We as Christians need to guard against complacency. And complacency, I believe, is the devil's tool. He lures you to think you have it all together, you'll pray later, you'll pray tomorrow. It's all good to not pray for a few days and then just have a catch-up session. That's complacency. God has blessed you so much, given you a season of peace, a season of breakthroughs, and that's when you decide to ease up on your prayer life? That shouldn't be. We can't be Christians who only associate prayer as the solution when we face challenges and problems in our lives. But it shouldn't be so. It doesn't have to be so. You see, it's important that as a believer, we have to learn how to pray fervently and persistently. Prayer should be practiced always, always, whether you're flying high or not. Whether you're in a good place or not, prayer should be a lifestyle. Apostle Paul admonished us to devote ourselves to prayer. To devote yourself is to commit yourself. It's to give over, to remain steadfast in prayer. Now, inadvertently, this means that you should stay away from everything that will affect your prayer life negatively. And understand that persistence when it comes to prayer, is not just an option. It's a commandment from God Himself. Jesus always instructed us to pray and never lose heart because prayer is the lifeline of a believer. And you have to understand the difference between praying persistently and praying for a long session. When you are persistent in your prayer, you may not necessarily pray for a long time, but you don't give up on God. That's persistence. It means not giving up. It means you are consistent and relentless. Now, let me tell you that some days you might feel like giving up. Some days the joy might go. Your energy may be low and the feelings might fade away. But never give up. Never give up. Always remember that it's the Lord's commandment to keep praying without ceasing, and in due season, you'll be rewarded. It's important that you have a passion for prayer, because as a believer, you're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities seated in high places. But we are protected by the Lord when we cover ourselves in prayer. When you talk to God, your relationship with Him gets deeper day by day. Now, Colossians 4, verse 2 says, "Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving." Prayer shouldn't be neglected in our lives, but unfortunately for a lot of us, prayer is almost always neglected. However, when you look at prayer as a gift, it becomes hard to neglect the practice of prayer. It's a gift from God for us to be able to communicate with Him anytime we want. It's the way we should be communicating with God on a daily basis. You see, the Lord wants you to know Him. He wants you to love Him with all your heart, soul, and mind. And more importantly, He also wants you to have a personal relationship with Him. Just like communication is vital in any relationship, prayer is also vital if you want to communicate with God and develop that deep personal connection with Him. And the thing is, if you want to know God more, if you want to develop a personal relationship, then prayer must become something that you're passionate for. A passion for prayer comes from the heart, a heart of faith and trust in God, that He listens when you call. And when you're passionate about something, you'll focus your energy and attention on it. You'll believe it. You will believe and have faith in it. Many Christians are struggling with praying because they always doubt if God really listens to their prayer. This doubt is because they don't put their heart into their prayer. Prayer has no power if there's no belief behind it. There's no power in prayer if it's not coming from a deep place within your heart. For your prayer to be effective, it needs passionate faith behind it. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12, that when praying, we should do it with our heart. If your prayer lacks passion and your heart's not in it, then how do you expect God to answer? How will a prayer that has no sweet aroma, a prayer lacking in sincerity, how will that prayer reach the Lord's heavenly gates when it lacks passion? And passion for prayer comes from the understanding that it's an essential part of our lives as Christians. And it's also a commandment from God. God wants to hear us express our concerns, burdens, and needs. And He also wants to talk to us in that still voice. He desires our devotion, attention, and time. But our part to play is actually giving ourselves to prayer. Prayer is a commandment. Every believer knows the passage of Scripture that says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." But not every believer knows that you can't wrestle against these forces without prayer. We can't win against these forces without a personal relationship with the Lord. So I encourage you, I challenge you, even, to make prayer your passion, your lifestyle, a daily practice. Live in obedience, live with discipline, the discipline to know that you need to devote yourself to pray. Prayer should be your passion, and that's all God wants from you.
Psalms 50, verse 15, the Bible says, "Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me." And so I want to encourage you. When you look at God's word, when you look at His promises, He says, "Trust me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you." He says, "Abide in me, and I will restore you." He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So let your hope be found in God. He has the perfect solution each and every time. So call on Him whether it's day or night. Call on the Lord. Before you look anywhere else, before you look to anyone else, call on the name that is above every other name. The name of Jesus Christ. Call on the Lion of Judah, the Prince of Peace, the Rock of Ages, the Chief Cornerstone, the Great High Priest, the Holy One, the Everlasting Father. Call on God Almighty, the One who is, who was, and who is to be. Call on the One who commands millions of angels. Call the One who speaks and creates. Call on the One who has the keys to life and death in His hands. whatever situation you face today, whatever circumstance or situation, God wants you to call on Him. We should always have our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ. He's the only one worthy of our devotion. He's the only one worthy of our praise and adoration. He's the only one who should be right at the center, right at the top of our priorities. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know."